Survivors of U.S. troops who die in Iraq or anywhere else receive what is called a death gratuity. It's money paid in addition to funds for funeral expenses and any life insurance compensation. When the U.S. invaded Iraq 22 months ago, the death gratuity was $6,000. Congress soon doubled that benefit to $12,000. Now lawmakers in both the House and Senate plan to introduce legislation raising it to $100,000 for troops killed in combat. NPR's David Wellner has the story from the Capitol.
Kathy Heiter of Bayshore, New York, lost her son Rahim 18 months ago. The 22-year-old soldier was killed fighting in Iraq.
There's no dollar amount that you can put on your child's death. I don't care if they gave me $1 million.
What the U.S. government gave Heiter and her son's father was a $12,000 death gratuity. They got another $3,300 for a funeral whose actual cost was nearly $10,000. And Kathy Heiter is still fighting to get more than the $10,000 in life insurance that the Pentagon says her son's survivors were owed.
Every soldier that was killed in this war, that we don't even know sometimes why we're fighting it, I think that every single parent deserves full compensation for it, or every single spouse or child.
Under a bill that Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions plans to introduce, the death gratuity would be raised to $100,000. He says it would apply for all the U.S. forces who die or have already died in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's a message to our soldiers and those who are thinking about being members of the armed forces, that we love you, we appreciate you, we know that you are putting your life at risk for us, and that we are going to honor you and your family if something happens to you.
But the $88,000 increase in the death benefit would be restricted to only those members of the armed forces who die in combat.
I'm sick. That's sad.
Bonnie Carroll is an Army widow who heads Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, or TAPS. It's a nonprofit group serving survivors of those who've died in the military. Carroll thinks it would be a big mistake for lawmakers to limit a bigger death gratuity to only those killed in action.
Whether your loved one died of a heart attack at his desk at the Pentagon, a motorcycle accident outside Camp Pendleton, or in an IED in Iraq, by God, that person stepped forward to serve this country. And that life and that service is what we honor, not the geography or circumstances of the death.
Senator Sessions, who will introduce his bill later this month along with Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman, says he's not ruling out widening who's eligible for a bigger death gratuity.
Well, you know, that's something we may need to look at. I would certainly be willing to discuss that.
But Sessions points out that his bill would also increase the maximum payout of life insurance for troops who die from $250,000 to $400,000. That increased coverage would be available to all members of the armed forces, whether they die in combat or not. Similar legislation is being planned in the House. Members of both chambers point to falling recruitment and retention of troops, even as combat continues in Iraq. They say U.S. forces need reassurance that should they die, their survivors will be well compensated. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.